Hey, what not the podcast? Pastor Wolfmuller here. This is the Sunday drive home from this last week, reflecting on the passion of Jesus, suffering of Jesus. So blessed Holy Week to all of you as we think about these things that Jesus endured for us, especially the spit on the face and the different kinds of suffering that Jesus endured. Someone commented on the YouTube video after this was posted or sent me a note and was reflecting on the fact that the pronouns really matter here. They spit on his face, true. I spit on his face, true. God smites him, true. So the source of the suffering of Jesus is pretty important. We don't want to just see it out there, but also in me, but we want to see it at last from the heart of God, who's willing to suffer in order to redeem us and rescue us. That's the joy of it. So here's a Sunday drive home on the Whatnot podcast. Thanks be to God for the great gift of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Hey, Palm Sunday drive home. You know, so we have the reading of the Passion today. And the thing that always gets me, that's the most shocking of all, I mean, there's so many shocking things that happen to Jesus. I mean, the crucifixion is shocking. And his trials and his arrest and being bound and being struck, and they put the hood on him and they strike him and they say, "Prophesy who hit you," and they walk by and wag their heads, and he's scourged and the crown of thorns. I mean, the whole thing is just brutal. But the thing that gets me whenever I'm reading the Passion is the first time that Jesus gets spit on. That seems like such a terrible thing, and I don't know why, because it's not painful. It doesn't hurt Jesus to get spit on. It's not like he blinded him or something. And I mean, he's getting whipped by the Romans. They're ripping the flesh off his back. This is gruesome already, but I mean, the gruesomeness of the crucifixion, it seems like of all the terrible things that happened to Jesus, probably the least painful was that he was spit at. But that just, I almost want to weep. I get angry and sad at the same time to think of Jesus' face dripping with spit. And I don't know why. Maybe I wonder if it's because, you know, you can destroy someone that you respect. You know, like Pilate and the soldiers, and they could have feared and respected Jesus and still have gone after him in such a savage and brutal way. But that spit means disrespect. It's a shaming thing. You're nothing to me. Spit on the face. Any honor should be taken from your name. And that disdain, that, Jesus didn't do anything to deserve it. He did everything to not deserve it. Everything that he did was honorable. And it's that shame of the cross that Jesus really despises as well. That's what Hebrews tells us. He endured the cross, despising the shame. The shame is the either nakedness or near nakedness. I wrote about how Jesus was crucified naked. That was the custom for crucifixion in the ancient world. And I got a long letter from a pastor who was a gentleman, but somewhat forceful. And he says, no, you need to look into this. There was provision in Judea for people to be covered when they were crucified, not with much. And so maybe that's right, that there was the pictures that we see of the loincloth, that might have been provided as a concession to the Jews in Jerusalem. So we don't know for sure. still they're gambling for Jesus' clothes, his undergarments and everything, and they're wagging their heads, and then they say, he saved others, why doesn't he save himself? He trusted in God, where's God now? This mockery. Ugh. You're going to build up to three temple in 3 days, save yourself. He saved others, let him save himself. So you can... And the slapping on the face when the, and the purple robes and the crown of thorns. I mean, it would have hurt, but it's this mockery. And they fell down and they worshipped him, like they pretended like he was a king or a god, and they fell down and mock worshipped him. I think the gospel spend more time with the shame of the cross than with the physical suffering of the cross, for sure, and the spiritual affliction. We remember that the cross is a threefold suffering, physical and shame and wrath of God. It's that wrath of God that atones for our sins, but it's this suffering, the shame that the Bible spends most of the time talking about, and the spit encapsulates that shame. I was reading this week to Isaac, The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. When Aslan goes to the stone table to be killed by the white witch, and it talks about all these kind of wicked demon kind of folk, and they're like around and they don't want to go in because they know that one flick of his claw or one snap of his jaw will destroy them all. And so they're timid and they're timid, but then when they see that he won't do anything, they just pile on and they just, all these indignities. It's quite an incredible picture of the passion. And that Jesus suffers all that for us. For you. For me. There's a thing about this week, and I mentioned this in the sermon today, that we hear about all these terrible things that happened to Jesus, and the first response is that we're sad about it. And I suppose that's right. I mean, what great sorrow he suffers. But Jesus does not want us to stay sad. This was from the Zechariah text from today. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord wants us to rejoice and to shout aloud because all these things that Jesus suffers, he suffers for us. Because of us, yes, for us. Because even though he despises the shame, he endures the cross for the joy that was set before him, and that joy is you. So we want to go back and, you know, stop them from crowning Jesus with thorns and to block him so that they whip our backs instead of his. But that's the point. That is the point. He couldn't do it. Jesus wants it. He's presenting himself to the smiters and to the wrath of God so that it won't come to you. He was forsaken so that we would never be. He prayed Psalm 22, remember? So we could pray Psalm 23. My God, why have you forsaken me? He said, so that we can say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. As he promises to never leave us or forsake us. Let's rejoice. It's Holy Week. A week sanctified by God's word, filled with the good news. God be praised. Sunday dress. Announcement for this week, and that is that we started doing something new today, yesterday, here at St. Paul, and that is home service videos. So, if the Lord has arranged it such that you can't make it to the church, the gathering of believers, on the upcoming Sundays and also Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, we have these home services. You can check out the St. Paul website. It's kind of a guided service. So I give a little introduction to each reading and then you pause and whoever's head of household can do the reading. And I give a little sermon and then there, we put some hymns in there for you as well. And then some guided information for prayers and then pause for the prayers. Head of household can lead the prayers. So take a look if you can't make it to church or if you want to get ready for church or something like that, then check out the home services over on the St. Paul YouTube channel. Thanks.
Thanks for being part of the Whatnot podcast. All the other stuff, you know, the theology, the videos, all the other audio and everything ends up on the website, wolfmuller.co. That's a great place to subscribe to Wednesday Whatnot, which is my weekly-ish newsletter. Keep in touch with all the stuff going on there. You can also download a ton of free theology books also on the website. If you just poke around at the book section, you can find, I don't know, we've published like 50 books or something. Almost everything is available to download for free, and you can buy it from Lulu Print on Demand if you want to put it on the shelf. So that's there as well. So I'd encourage you to take a look at those things. We published this week the chronologies of Holy Week and of Easter. It's good to look through those events as we rejoice in the Lord's mercy to us, that our Lord Jesus Christ endured all these things for us. So you can find that on the website as well. And you can keep in touch via the website, wolfmuller.co/contact. You can send me a note. Keep in touch that way. If you got ideas for the podcast, let me know. We're live on Apple Podcasts now, so that's kind of cool. So rate and subscribe and all that sort of stuff as well helps us get the word out. Hope that's helpful for you. And God's peace be with you, especially this week as we meditate on the suffering and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and all the benefit that that brings to us.